back to another episode of Ringside with Jim, this time joined by my co-host on Pay-Per-View Take Two, SCL contributor, pro wrestling booker, a man of a thousand talents. Jared, how goes it, man?
Ah, it's going great. Like 980 of those talents are in the bedroom, ladies.
Ladies, especially my wife, if you're listening.
Hey, she doesn't listen.
Yeah, true not. I mean, yeah, I say whatever the fuck I want because my chick ain't listening either. So, this time, we are back. Last time, you picked some matches. This time, you gave me the opportunity. So, I feel like I should push something that you're not familiar with and go with a little Lucha Underground.
So, yes,
to preface it, you're not really big into Lucha Underground.
I have seen three episodes, yeah. And I also watched that casket match. Dude. With Jeff Cobb and the other guy.
Yeah, Mil Muertes.
Can't remember. Yeah, Mil Muertes and whoever. Yeah, that was a great match. Holy shit, that was brutal.
There you go. So but, I think we're in store for a good one here. We've got the Hell of War match, Killshot versus Dante Fox. As always, we suggest you watch along. The link is in the description. Get yourself set to 0 seconds, and we'll do a countdown. We'll all watch together. So let's get into it. 3, 2, 1. Play. All right, so we start off here with a little bit of a recap of the story between these two.
Okay.
They were in war together, and Killshot, I guess, left Fox there to be tortured. Yeah, you left me for dead. There you go.
Now, Killshot's the one with the mask, right?
Yeah, that is Strickland, Shane Strickland.
Oh, shit, he's talented as fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he plays Killshot here, so they built this up over the whole season, or maybe two seasons, where somebody was stalking Killshot and all this shit, and then it turns out to be, yeah, this guy that he left behind in war to be tortured and shit, so.
Okay.
This is a Hell of War match. It is three steps in a row. The first one is a First Blood. The second match is no DQ. The third match is basically an ambulance.
Oh, okay. All right, so it's like Austin versus Triple H, three stages of hell.
Sort of, yes.
Yeah, without the cage.
Without the cage.
Yep, and I got to ask, is Dante Fox AR Fox?
He is.
Okay, I thought so, but then I thought I was just being racist. No. So I wasn't sure. Wow, there's already blood all over that mat. Do they not change their canvas? Or is there...
No, this is probably... There's probably other shit they recorded, yeah.
I was going to say, unless they maybe... Good God, I would not want to wrestle on that mat. Holy shit. Or that canvas. Who is she? She is something else.
Melissa Santos, dude. She is very hot.
All right, so... Dante Fox, also known as AR Fox.
Yeah, you're familiar.
Well familiar. Yeah, I'm familiar with both these guys.
Yeah.
AR Fox, pretty much like everybody on the indies, talks about how great he is.
He is fantastic, dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
Smooth, easy to work with. I guess his strikes look brutal, but he's like as soft as a pillow.
Oh, really?
Which is always a sign of a great worker, when it looks like he's kicking the shit out of somebody, and then they come back and they're like, oh, I'm good. You know?
Yeah.
Doesn't go out of his way to unnecessarily chop you so hard your chest hurts for a week. I hate guys that do that.
Oh, man. You see that shit all the time now, too.
Oh, yeah. It's like a badge of honor. Oh, you chopped me so hard. I bled, bro. Strong style. It's like, that's not strong style, guys.
Yeah. All right.
Ultima Lucha 3.
Yeah, Ultima Lucha is the their big blow-off event at the end of the year.
Oh, so like their WrestleMania, like their season finale? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And referee's got his hands already taped, so he assumes he's going to be getting into some glass or something. He's got the one hand taped, I should say.
What is that?
That must be his counting hand.
Marty Elias? Is that who that is?
Oh.
Yeah, dude, this is quality shit. I think these two guys are two of the most talented guys that are just kind of still out in the indies.
Isn't Shane Strickland the MLW champion?
He is the MLW champion, yeah.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Oh, suicide. Oh, baseball slide.
He's also through, like, CZW champion. For a while. I don't know if he is currently, but he was.
Huh. You don't expect CZW to have like a really talented guy as their champion. Oh. Well, they're more known for, I didn't mean it that way. I mean, you know, they're more known for their deathmatch stuff. So to see a guy like Strickland, who's not, although this, I think, ends up looking like a deathmatch from the little bit I've seen of the highlights online.
Oh, yeah.
Why does he got fur on his boots? He's got an army gimmick, and then he's got fur on his boots. Fox does. Weird.
Yeah, no idea.
Just not a huge Lucha Underground fan, but I have no doubt that they have some of the most talented workers. It's just not my style. Oh,
yeah,
this might be more my alley though.
You know, yeah, I get that, man. You know, Lucha Underground. I love the crazy backstage stuff that they do, and
yeah. See, I like that. It's the in-ring style I don't like. Where I'm not a big Osprey fan or Ricochet fan, where they just basically don't hit each other for 20 minutes and all they do is a bunch of gymnastic spots.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's not my
style. I feel that. Ooh. But they got Jeff Cobb here, you know. He's
yes, I love
a
Jeff
lot of
Cobb.
Different guys. They have to keep evolving too. Season 4.
Damn!
Oh, what? I've seen this match and that blue fucking popped me.
Oh, he's going to fake that he hurt his knee here. Oh, no. I thought I was going to say, is the psychology here? He ended up hurting himself, and now the other guy can take advantage of it.
That was something, man.
Put that fan in. He's got a mask. He's ready to go.
Well, yeah, the believers, man. They don't fuck around.
Now, how fair is it in a first blood match for the guy to be wearing a mask?
Yeah. Is that a knife on the ground, dude?
Probably. I mean, like they're from, South Los Angeles.
Somebody in the crowd just like, fucking, yeah.
It's a shiv, yeah.
They'll son throw of a bitch. Fucking knife in there.
Why the fuck not? Oh, that was a weak toss there.
Shiv that fucker.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if this crowd did this. Oh, we got a shot of Matt Stryker and Vampiro here. As if we give a shit.
A commentary team that you would fucking hate.
I do. I hate. It's one of the reasons I don't watch Lucha Underground. I absolutely can't stand them.
There's a lot of commentary teams you hate.
Yeah, I'm very particular about my commentary, which is funny because I'm probably not a very good commentator. Like, you can hear me on Foyloaded TV, available on YouTube. I go solo. I got to do it Joey Styles style now, and I do it all in post, so it's difficult.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Shit out. Throws a chair into the ring here.
That's something I never got to do. I always wanted to try to do. Call some pro wrestling.
Hey, I could send you some files, and you can do a match for me.
Oh, God.
But wrestling.
It's one of those things you pay attention to it over the years of wrestling fan, but do you really pay attention to it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, it's way more difficult than I thought it would be.
I feel like, oh yeah, I could fucking do that. I've done radio and shit, but it really comes down to it. Probably not.
Nope.
Reversal.
And he'll go. Nope. Nice block there.
Oh, that sucked.
Kicked him right in the butt.
That sucked. How he just kind of held there.
Yeah.
I don't like that kind of shit.
That's Lucha for you. You know, you gotta stand here and wait while I do my 14 flips.
Yeah, there's a lot of that stand and wait shit, but...
Should have done this one as Jim Cornette.
He said
that
they should...
motherfucker!
He said they should burn this place down and blow it up and fucking...
Well, he's wrong about a lot of things. He's the guy who, still hates Kenny Omega just because he had a match against a chick. Meanwhile, he's out there fucking praising matches against bears as if that's not carny bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's all carny bullshit. Jim, come on. Your tennis racket wasn't loaded either. I'll flip over. Sunset flip here. Nope. It's not going to work if he's holding the rope, dum-dum. Nice kick there. Oh! So where Hulk Hogan is just very upset the guy just did that leg drop. And not because it's a black guy doing the leg drop.
Here we go. Fucking chairs coming in the ring.
Concerto? Yep. But I mean, maybe he'll add a flip to it or something.
Of course, dude.
The evolution of professional wrestling. Just add more flips.
Oh, we're out in the crowd now.
I would not trust myself to go into that crowd.
Look at this.
This... Oh!
Oh, damn!
Fuck that.
Lucha, Lucha.
That lady is hell yeah, woo! Dude, the three women there in the front row? Fuck.
Dude, these guys are the most rabid crowds in pro wrestling, man.
Them and probably ICW.
Yeah.
You know?
We're deep within the temple here.
Is that glass? Is that a pane of glass? Yes. God damn it.
Yes, sir.
Like, I get a Thunderdome feel from this crowd, you know? And this arena. I like it.
Dude, they fucking love violence. Yeah.
There's so much I like about the show, but the commentary and some of the action I just can't get behind.
I don't know. I feel like you can get by the some of the other things that, you know, like you don't like and find.
Yeah,
I
think what I'll end up doing is watching it on Netflix and just muting it and doing something else as it's going on, listening to something else, like your podcast available on the Suplex City Limits channel.
Oh shit.
Or pay-per-view take two. Hey, there's nothing going on in the ring right now. We gotta plug something.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to their Patreon account for Suplex City Limits.
I thought about adding a smaller money mark tier for people to pick matches for this show, but I don't know.
Yeah, give them like $5 that could be on the show with you or something.
Oh, man.
Fuck, I don't want to deal with my fans.
No.
Fuck that.
Oh, here we go. Boots.
Shit, I'll do it with one of your fans. If somebody wants to call a match with Bob Cottle, I'm in.
Hi, fans.
That's more Harry Carey.
Mm-hmm. I did it and I was like, shit, that came out Harry Carey.
Bob's a lot like he's like a less drunk Harry Carey. Block here. He's got his boot right in his dick. Oh, headbutt there. Grabs his mouth, but that headbutt clearly hit his shoulder.
Oh, shit. Oh,
got that top rope. Yep.
Oh. Ooh.
God damn, dude.
Laid that fucker in.
Soft as a pillow, my ass.
Yeah, no shit, right?
Oh. Oh!
Vicious. So, I get WWE not being really interested in Strickland, you know, because he's not a big guy.
Yeah.
But Fox, I just don't get, man. He's fairly big. I mean, he's got more. He's a little bulkier.
Yeah, he's definitely. He looks like he'd fit in the cruiserweight division, at least both these guys.
Yeah.
I gotta wonder if guys just turn him down, though, because there's so much more opportunity out there.
Well, now it's like, what are you going to do there, really?
Yeah. I mean, you could be Strickland, work 120 dates and make enough money to get by and be champion in multiple places. Oh, saved it.
That almost went to shit.
Yeah, that was Strickland saving that one.
Damn.
Like, I think the second saw Fox slip and he just jumped. And then.
Yeah, very God good.
Goddamn. Spanish fly.
I love that move.
I don't understand that move. Who, like, doesn't it hurt both of you? Like, it just looks like it's one of those moves where I'm always confused as to who's taking the fucker.
Yeah. It doesn't want to get it. It just looks so good.
Yeah, it looks great. It's one of those moves I'm always confused by.
Mustafa Ali does a fantastic springboard one that just fucking pops me every time.
Yeah, he does. Oh.
The only thing, you know, one thing that I remember I had a criticism of this was, the first fall is first blood. The second fall is no DQ. So what? There's no DQ here. So what? You know?
I don't
really get that, but no less.
Yeah, it should have been something different, something more special. But I get what they're going for, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to bet money the guy wearing the mask doesn't bleed first.
Oh yeah? How much are you willing to bet?
I could be wrong, I guess. I just remember Kane versus Austin first blood, and Kane came out in like a full body suit and a mask, and it was impossible to see him bleed.
Oh yeah, well Kane, he had no exposed skin other than this. Not even, he wore fucking gloves, didn't he?
Yep, yeah, and long sleeves. It was really cool. It was a really brilliant idea to do it that way. And then he lost the title the next night to Austin, so it made no sense to have him win the match and then lose it the next night.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Like the one guy in the crowd. Oh no.
That's fucking great.
Double underhook here. Oh no. Oh! Oh!
Fucking through the glass.
I think I was wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I was wrong.
That's how you get around the fucking guy with a mask in a first blood match.
Oh, now we got to wrestle this rest of this fucking match with glass everywhere.
Yeah.
Somebody didn't agent this right.
I don't think they clean it either. I think it's just...
Yeah. Well, come on. I mean, look at the canvas. You can tell they don't do any goddamn cleaning.
Yeah. think that it's I mean, the canvas is made to look aged, you know, even at the beginning of it. It's got fake patina on it.
Yeah. Well, that's real blood, though.
Well,
here comes a commercial break.
Yeah. It's edited well.
Yes, it is.
Comes right back.
I'm surprised this is on YouTube and, like, Lucha hasn't taken it down.
Yeah. And for that, we thank you. Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, now he's going. Jesus.
Get two more falls. He's pouring blood out of your fucking arm and back.
Well, unless he loses the second fall. I mean.
Oh, okay.
I think that's only ever happened, like, one time in the history of wrestling.
Yeah. When it does, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I thought it was cool when Mick Foley and Ric Flair had a 2 out of 3 falls match, and Ric Flair beat him in the first two falls.
Yeah, they do that every once in a while. What, are you going to shoot him across over all the fucking glass?
I'm going to say, what the fuck are you doing? What the
hell? Oh, that's fucking
dangerous.
That's not dangerous.
I picture him thinking, ow. Just owie.
He's still got glass fucking all over him.
Oh. That's that working glass, brother.
See, here's what they do. They do everything like a TV show, right? Yeah. Like, they don't just go get a ladder. They get a ladder, and then they give it patina to make it look like an old shitty ladder, you know?
I'm pretty sure that's not them putting a patina on it. They have a very strict budget.
Well,
that's probably a ladder someone brought from home.
Okay, well, my point is, everything looks fucked up, you know?
Yes, I agree.
Even that chair, like, there, you can see it's, like, all fucking beat up and shit.
All the weapons used in this event were brought by the fans.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a good-looking kick.
Right to the ear. All right, what are you doing? Oh, okay. Oh, I thought he was going to use the chair. Oh! I thought he was going to springboard off the chair like Sabu, but nope. He just killed Strickland. He murdered him.
Holy shit.
Jesus. Suddenly working at Walmart is not such a bad idea.
Yeah.
Well, let's cut to these two assholes. All right, here we go. Fox on top here. What are you going to do? Coup de grace?
A shooting star?
Nope.
No.
No!
Oh, 450?
Because why not?
A 450 out to a ladder that's on the second rope, dude. Holy fuck.
Oh, fuck that. And in the glass, referee. Mm-hmm. Two only there. Yeah. Oh, God damn, this should be the end of the fucking match.
Go home by now, motherfucker.
Oh, he is adding to the patina.
Yeah, this is just fucking proper. That's
gross bloody. All right. Nope. Okay. He's like, oh, fuck, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah. Well, Strickland is a fucking, I mean, he's a crazy motherfucker.
He is.
He'll do anything in CZW and shit.
Oh!
That's
fucking
a cool
spot. Landed him on that DDT.
It's fucking glass over there, too, though.
That is an awkward pin.
There's fucking glass everywhere.
Yeah, that's what happens when you break a giant pane of glass at the beginning of the fucking match.
The first fall of a 3-fall match.
Yeah, we still got a halfway to go here, and our match is our fucking ring is covered in glass and broken chairs.
Yeah.
Now, is Pentagon? Huh? Is Pentagon not on here anymore?
He is. No, he is.
Oh, he's okay.
He's the champion at the end of season 3, and then season 4 starts up here in like 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
He's not Pentagon Jr. anymore. He's Pentagon Dark now, because he's completely gone fucking evil.
Oh, because we needed this. He's like, shit, okay, guys, you got to back up. Like, we didn't think this through. You're going to have to move.
I don't even know how to get this out of here.
We had a barbed wire board at one of our shows with Tommy Dreamer against Chainsaw King, and Tommy Dreamer had, it was so heavy, Tommy Dreamer had to have him carry it into the ring.
Oh, no shit.
It was fucking hilarious. Ooh. That hurts. That's in, like, the finger webbing right there.
Yeah.
That cut for Fox. Nope. Not going to sell that boot, son. Can you still hear me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, my recording ended, and all of a sudden I was having error messages pop up, so I wanted to make sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
You use the same software as me, so that's reassuring.
Oh, that's not a good idea to do it that way. I take the clothesline over landing in a bunch of glass.
Somebody said too, I know people who were at these tapings, and they're like, this was absolutely real glass. I got some of the glass after the match. I have it as a souvenir.
I don't buy that. That's got to be stunt glass.
Dude, I'm telling you, Ben. People are saying that's what people said.
The way it shattered, I mean, there were no big chunks. That makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, could be.
I mean, you just go down to Worked Glass R Us and get yourself some glass. Because, look, that thing, there are no big chunks there. It's just a shattered powder.
Yeah. I don't know. Glass. I'm not sure. Yeah, it's not, it could be some other kind of glass, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's not sugar glass, but it's not real glass. Oh, shit! Oh! Oh, that board was already, like, pre-cut or something there. Shit, that thing is, like, shattered on the poor guy. Oh, yeah, that's the face everyone would be making there. Like, oh, no.
Yeah. But look at how fucking into it this crowd is, man. That's every episode of this show.
Kumate! Kumate! Kumate!
Even Melissa Santos, look at that. She can't even look.
She's like, I just want to be a model. I don't want to do this. Just wanted to be on TV.
She's a really good ring announcer, too, actually.
Pulls him up by the pants. That was weird. Oh, God. Oh!
There it is.
Oh. Yeah, that might be real glass. Never mind. Holy shit. Fuck. He killed him. Oh. Yeah, let's just get a real good shot of that.
Fuck, yeah.
What is this, Passion of the Fox?
All right. Vac for Fall 3. And it's great. This is how they did it on the show, too, right? So you didn't have any of the bullshit. You got the fall, then the commercials. And
Jesus.
Here we go. Fall number 3. The ambulance. Basically an ambulance.
Oh, look at the glass just flying off of them as they hit each other.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh. How is he not bleeding anymore?
I don't know.
They shoot this out of order.
No, I don't know. Oh, I noticed it earlier too, but
that was nasty. Shit. No, you can still see the cuts and stuff. He just apparently clots really well.
Yeah, no shit.
Someone wasn't ringing before the match. That's that old, who was that? Ric Flair would talk about having a couple drinks before he knew he had to blade, so he'd bleed more.
Yeah. There we go.
Oh, god damn. Fox is not looking good here.
Oh, fuck,
he's on the smoke. Your match is over.
Yeah. You just DQ'd yourself.
That would be hilarious.
It's a hell of a spot.
That guy's mind is blown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he is not happy. He's trying to get the fuck out of there. There was one guy I saw a little bit ago who was like no selling the whole thing. He had his arms folded. Was like, mm-hmm.
Those are super hard tickets to get, so I don't know why you'd go if you're not gonna fucking
impressed.
Yeah.
She looked at ring announcer looked like legitimately like sick.
Yeah.
She was like, how the referee's helping him push it along. He's like, all right, come on. Yeah. I got two reps out here now. You have Mills Lane and Pudgy Guy.
I think one of their refs was a former WWE guy.
Probably. Fox looks like he's like, okay, I've lost a lot of blood. Can we go home yet?
Because this is done by guys who used to work at WWE.
Well, I imagine so. The production of it's great.
I mean, as far as like the production, Chris DeJoseph used to work there. And what's his name? Oh, god damn it. He was the guy who'd come out in the little Speedo, fat guy.
Oh, yeah, Big Dick Johnson.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what his real name is. I just know him as that. But yeah, I knew he was.
Eric Van Wagenen.
Oh, shit. Fireman's carry here. Attitude adjustment onto the.
That doesn't look like a good idea.
Fuck! we need that stretcher, dumbass.
Holy shit. I just watched this show at the end of last season, and yeah, it pops me all over again.
A kid is he's having a time here.
What is the that red?
Is... Oh,
what is that?
Thick blood. She is like not having fun right now. The guy standing next to her, he must be the producer, because he just put up 5 minutes. Did you see that?
He did. Oh, did he?
Yeah. He sent somebody. He put up a five fingers, like right standing next to her. So he must be giving somebody a cue here.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's how WWE used to do it, because the referees didn't have earpieces.
Right.
Now they do, so you don't ever see that. But that was where like people would sit next to Jim Ross and put up hand signals and stuff. That guy is trying really hard to look like Vampiro. Did you see him? Bald hip, that guy right there with the glasses.
That is Vampiro. He took a lot.
Oh, he can walk away from his place. I didn't know that. I like the referee is helping push the guy out.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm good, you know? That's what I'm here for.
Get the fuck out of here, yeah.
Let me just kick you here weakly because I'm strapped down.
I'm strapped completely down.
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
Where are you going, man? Oh, that lady ran away scared. Like, fuck this. I don't want to get whatever you got. Oh!
Oh, fuck! Coup de grace style through the fucking thing?
With the guy sitting up.
Yeah. Intense.
Holy fuck. That lady looked like an unimpressed grandmother.
Dude. This is a fucking great match.
This is brutal. Oof. And it makes sense, too, because, you know, I mean, the psychology's there. They actually, like, hate each other with a passion.
Oh, right, yeah.
This isn't like, well, we call the event Hell in a Cell, so you're just going to fight a Hell in a Cell.
Yeah. And they built it up for a long time, too.
Yeah. Oof. I wouldn't want to run the ropes.
Here we go. Oh, man.
Here, I'm just going to put my blood in your mouth here.
Yeah.
It looks like, oh, shit. I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, right.
What is that now?
That's where you got to put him inside. It's like a military little Jeep thing or something.
Oh, okay. All right. If you say so.
Yeah.
Point to it. By the way, that stretcher is dead. They're not even going to use it anymore.
So much fucking blood on it, too. Wait, what the fuck? What is this?
I don't know what that is. This guy's like, oh, come on, man.
We can't fucking in this see, thing. Man. Oh, look, you can see the smoke machines?
Yeah. Fucking fog machines.
It's kind of weird.
Like, yeah, that's not good. Is there a band up there?
Yeah, that's where the band plays.
You say that like, oh, yeah, Jordan, don't you know? Like, there's a band here? Like,
oh, they have a different bands every week. Yeah, they open the show with a band.
Oh. Yeah, I think I do that.
Mariachi band, kind of Mexican bands, and...
They're like, yeah, you know, very nice. Don't touch my shit.
That's Mariachi Del Bronx, I think. There's a band called The Bronx who's like a fucking heavy like metal band. And then they also have like a side band where they play fucking, you know, that kind of shit. So.
You know, that old gimmick?
Yeah, right? I don't know.
Or heavy metal Mariachi. Oh, he's strangling him here.
I think they actually do some Mariachi versions of their own songs and shit. Very weird.
Could have added the Brazers logo at the bottom there with that look Strickland was giving. Oh, she does not have.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. They kill people off on this show, don't they? Like,
people
actually, like, physically
die.
Kill it. Yeah. See, kill shot off here?
No. I don't know.
Oh, that's right. That was a little flurry of. Oh! Oh, god damn it. Oh, and he just falls perfectly. Oh!
That's what that was.
Fucking A. That was all too like scripted though for me. That was like, okay, let's focus on the bottom here, which we already have a camera fixated on it. And we've got this race platform and somebody set this up. We don't know who.
Yeah, I don't know what the basis of it's just already set up out there.
Oh. Still a cool spot and oh god damn it, that poor guy. Alright. Do I gotta drive this off? Like, I don't know how to drive this.
Yeah, they do.
Done. Can we go?
They do work in.
Can I go now, please?
They work in that band area a lot, throwing people off there through shit. And...
Yeah, I could see that.
Well, not a lot, but...
Yeah, I know what you mean. They've done it a few times.
They're not in this room anymore. They have a new place now, but... He's dead. He dead.
I think young Jeff Hardy would have had a lot of fun here.
Yeah. But this building is like the perfect little thing for filming wrestling.
Yeah, it is.
The way like it's set up with that stairway, and then there's all these different spots you can do spots off. Like, I don't know.
Oh, his back. Oh, the referee helping out here.
Dude.
He's like, please, just come on, man. Couldn't that be the end of the match?
Yeah.
Going home, brother. Now, if this was WWE, they'd overthink it and have someone in the back there attack him.
Yeah, or have him, like, one last flurry out of it or something.
Yeah, he's dead. I say you, he's dead. Yeah. Oh, fuck that. Good God almighty. Yeah, that was about 5 minutes after I saw him put up the hand signal. Yeah. Like, well done, fellas.
There it is.
God damn, that was brutal.
Kill shot.
Oh, he did the tap. Yeah. He did the tap on the window, what they all do with the ambulance. Kill shot. Not the guy I thought who'd win this match.
Yeah, very good shit. Crowd is into it. So that's going to do it for this episode, man. Follow Jared on Twitter at JaredPPVT2. Pay-per-view take two with me. You also got the fucking Fully Loaded Wrestling.
Yes, sir.
Anything else to plug?
That's it. Just check out Fully Loaded Wrestling on Facebook and YouTube. Just Google Fully Loaded Wrestling. And subscribe to our channel. Jim and I just did pay-per-view take two, December to Dismember, which will be up Monday. Yeah. So maybe you've already heard this. And,
yeah, this comes out after
up that,
so.
Oh, okay. I don't know the order you're doing shit in.
Yeah,
it'll be available on the channel. Check out their Patreon and all that fun stuff. Throw them a dollar.
Promotional consideration paid for by Bagel Bites. Did you see that?
No.
When you go there, you get free Bagel Bites.
Well, goddamn.
They have free food when you're in the audience. You get Bagel Bites.
Well, jeez. Well, all right. Well, thank you, Jim. Thanks for letting me be on here.
Hey, man. Thanks for doing it. And that'll do it for this episode of Ringside with Jim. We'll see you again next time.